The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. And when the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does this affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars for the Jewish ceremonial washing, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill those jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." And so they took it. When the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine without knowing where it came from, although the servers who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then when the people have drunk freely, the inferior one. But you have kept the best wine until now." Jesus did this as the beginning of his signs in Cana at Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
I want to start with a little story that someone, actually an anecdote, I guess. I was talking to an ex-Marine, and he said to me, "You know, one of the things I really love about the Mass is it's so universal." I said, "What do you mean by that?" He said, "When I was overseas, my wife used to send me a letter every day." Now, needless to say, I didn't get those letters every day. They came maybe once a week, maybe once every other week. But anyway, I had to put them in order to see what was going on at home. And if I got them out of order, sometimes I found out the conclusion before the story really got developed. He said, "But the one thing that kept us together, the one thing that we did together during that time was we went to Mass. And every Mass in every part of the world in the Catholic Church has the same readings, has the same Eucharist, has the same ceremony, and it was that one thing that kept them together." I thought that was a beautiful story, you know? And you can say that about all those people who aren't with you today, that live far away. If they're at Mass, they're one with you now. But let's talk about the gospel today. Wine, wedding, Jesus. Wine, wedding, Jesus. What's the connection? Do we all like wine?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. I have to admit, I have a weakness. I really like wine. Wine is 6,000 years old. They found it in ancient ruins. Wine, they found flasks of wine in Egypt, Egyptian pyramids. The Greeks drank wine as a regular drink. The Romans drank wine as their staple drink. And it continued all the way through history. During the Dark Ages, when potable water was almost impossible to find because of pollution, wine was what everybody drank. Now, how do you make wine? Well, it comes usually from grapes. It has to be cultivated. It has to be grown. It has to be nurtured. And then it has to be harvested. And then crushed. And then fermented. And cared for. And of course, as you well know, the best wines should age for at least a year. And the better ones are 2 years old or 3 years old. Right? Isn't that true? Wine. What's the connection with that in weddings? Well, you know, there's a very close connection between that and weddings. What is a wedding? A wedding is a celebration of a union between two people. And it began with love that had to be cultivated and nurtured, and it had to grow to the point where, you know, it turned into a commitment, a wedding. And then, as we all know, this wedding creates a relationship that grows and grows, and yeah, there's always some rough spots, and yeah, it's always some difficulties, but it continues to grow, it continues to nurture, and it continues to flourish. And it brings out wonderful things. And even with all the pain and suffering that goes along with it, the joys of long-lasting relationships are so valuable to us all. And then Jesus comes along. And he goes to a wedding. And he turns water into wine. Now, John was really, really very good writer. We all know that we love John. John, this is Luke's year, but we had a reading from John first Sunday in ordinary time. And there's a reason for that. A good reason for that. John is introducing us to Jesus' wondrous deeds. And he's doing it in a very, very strategic way. He's making this connection between wine, which needs to be nurtured and loved and cared for and grown into something, and weddings, which require the love and the nurturing of a relationship grown into a wedding and into a marriage that lasts, into a relationship with him. He introduces us to our relationship to him. And what do we say every Sunday at the end of our Mass? Jesus, we want a relationship with him to become his disciples and to continue his mission. And how does that happen? It happens at our baptism, which happened last week, remember? Jesus' baptism. And at our baptism, we are cultivated and nurtured, and we grow in Christ through our education, through coming to church, and through our prayers. This is what John was trying to tell us. This is the connection that he was making between wine and weddings and Jesus. This relationship with Jesus starts very, very small. And it grows in our hearts. And as we learn about Jesus, we learn that he wants us to love. That's his really only command. Love. Love God above all things, but love your neighbor as yourself. That's the hardest thing in the world. It's easy to love your relatives and friends. It's a lot harder to love your enemies. But that's what he wants of us. And that's what we have to do as we grow in our relationship with Jesus. So this little silly thing about wine and weddings and Jesus, Well, it's really a serious thing. And it's really something that we need to all bring into our hearts and bring into our lives and remember that this first Sunday in Ordinary Time is the time when we start to learn about Jesus' wondrous deeds. And we help, and it helps us when we hear about these grand miracles to deepen our love of Christ in our life. And as that love of Christ deepens, we deepen our relationship with Him. And as our relationship deepens with Him, we become better people. And that's the bottom line. And that's why we're here. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.